Thursday night Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're starting Simen Lamed Zayin. I guess I'm starting today about Sustam in the Malicha process. The truth is, he can come in and talk about it for a good half hour. All the things that are potentially problematic in a Mashcheta, you know, in the mass-produced chickens, whether it's, some say it's better, you know, we talk about Mahadran chickens, some salt the chickens without cutting it open, without, they salt it that way. Everything's on a assembly line. Doesn't always sit for an hour in the salt. The assembly line's moving too fast. That's also an assembly line. The salt, if the way it's salted, the health department always wants them to use very, very cold water when they're washing off the thing before it's salted. The water's not supposed to be that cold. So, you know, you have to... These are... He was telling me all these types of things that could come up, how the salt is put on, how it's manuparts, you have to take off the salt, how you get it off, how thoroughly you take it off, how thoroughly you wash it. It's all in mass production. These are all things that we learned, and they're all things that are potentially problematic. That's why I said that the standards of a Mahadran Shechita are much higher. Okay, Siman Lamed Zayin, Tfilos Kalim. Halokeach Kalim, Sifalot. Halokeach Kalim, Hashayochim Lasuda. We'll see more details later, but it's kelim that come into contact with food, he bought them from Akam. They were owned or manufactured. We'll see if there's a difference, how to deal with that difference. But now what Pasha is talking about, it was manufactured and owned by a goy. Afiluhem kelim chadoshim, it's not a question of treif or kosher. They're brand new. They weren't, you never used before with food. If they're metal or schuchis or midrabanon, if they're made out of glass or aluminum, the poskim say also, even though it's not mentioned in the Torah, obviously. Also, lishtamish ben shumtashmish, you're not allowed to use it. I feel a bit sonane, even in cold. We're not talking about, again, the kashrus issue. Achatovlin oson. You have to be toivel them. It's like a gerus. They're coming out of the rishus of a goy. They're entering into rishus of a yid. It sounds funny, but that's taka the din, and that's what the din is. That's what the din is saying. It's saying that a Jew's possessions are on a higher, in a different realm than a goy's possessions, and you have to be toivel them. They're coming into the rishus of a yid. And it's osher l'shtamich b'hen shum tashmish afilu b'tzoynen achetov l'noson b'mayon. You have to have a kosher mikveh, a mikveh that's kosher for women. So either b'mayon, if it's mamish, you know, mayim chayim, or b'mikveh, rainwater, b'mokom shekosher l'tfilas isha, neither. K'dei sheyetzu mitum osher shalakum. Here we're not talking about really the same type of tumah as by nida, obviously. Nakum is Tomei, technically Tomei, that's Midrabonon, that he's Mitamei things. We're talking here of the spiritual Tumah. Spiritual Tumah and spiritual Kedusha of Yisrael. Mitumosa Shalakam, the Tushosa Shal Yisrael. Okay. The Kaidim Atvila, the Varchin, make a bracha. Al Kliyachar, if you're being table one Kli, Asher Kedushon, the Mitzos of the Shivano, Al Tvilas Kelly. Al Shtayim El Yosem Mevorchen Asher Kedushon Mitzvosov Mitzvonu Al Tfilas Kalim. What do you bring down here? Doesn't Reb Moshe says it doesn't matter if Mechal Shabbos also has a din of a Yid in these matters. You don't have to be toibel to Kalim. The Shabbos, if they're manufactured by a Yid, the company is a Yid, but a Goy is the one selling it to you. That's a Shaila. You do tefillah without a bracha. Most things, most Shailas, you do tefillah without a bracha. I just grabbed and bought a kumkum, which had a seal or a stamp from a Chontzomet, that it's made by Yidden, owned by Yidden, doesn't need tefila. So I don't know why Tzomet got involved in that. Tzomet gets involved in technological breakthroughs. I don't know what's their business, where it was made. What?
I don't know about Tzomet. I heard that they ought to use it once without tefila.
Yeah, that's a famous mistake.
Is there about any limud kos, any wine, where that came about?
Yeah, sure. It came about through chad pami kelim, that you could use them one time without tefila. Because then you're going to throw it in the garbage. And then you don't have to be toibel. Once you use it a second time, you have to be toibel. The mistake probably came from there. That's not a limud chus. That's where the mistake came from. Chad pami kelim you could use. You could use chad pami kelim without being toibel them. If you buy an aluminum pan in the store, and you plan on using it once and throwing it out, you don't have to be toibel it. I'm talking about the chad pami stuff. If you decide to use it a second time, pastures, you have to be toibled. Moshe has a cooler, but that's a cooler already. But
if you plan on using it numerous times?
One more time.
If you buy it with the intention to use it numerous
then
times?
Then you have to be toibled immediately. But that's only chad pami, Caleb. This thing that people have that you can use a clue once has no basis. I mean, the basis is chad pami, Caleb, not the basis. Sick base. Anyways, I don't know if anybody knows why Tzomet. If there's a psak, it doesn't need tefila, that's. They're passing. They're saying, made in Israel, doesn't need tefila. I just was tevil a kumkum. I hold of being tevil electric kalim, and you just wait a good few days. No kli gets ruined by being wet. Unless you use, I'm talking about electric now, unless you use it when it's wet. Now, I'm not talking about the outside. We're talking about the kishkas inside, the wiring. You have to make sure there's no wetness at all. If you use it when it's wet, you'll taka break it. No question about it. But I'm no way to be told that I never had trouble, even a toaster. You just wait, that's all. Wait, wait a week. What? No. That he said it's made by Yidden. It's owned by Yidden. That's we just bought two kumkums. One I was tevil, and the other one we didn't know this existed. They're not made in Israel. So this one, it's a very fancy one. It costs more money than the others. Kivan shakelim tzrichim tefila dafka b'mokom to go into those nashim, b'chein tzrichim lizor, you have to be careful to lo lahatvilam b'naharos. In rivers, or maybe the word is lakes. B'shar shen gedolos megishamim. This really has to do with Hilchos Mikvaos, which we'll get to, Mitzvah. But when their source is rainwater, b'afshara shlogim, and they have a current and they're moving, and they're not ashboren, so that could be a problem. B'zeh shchiach mod called them Pesach. Shanaoros gedolos the tovlin shom kalim the eno nachon. There's geshayla when you could be tovel the natural bodies of water like oceans, rivers, or lakes, and when not. Usually you could. It's possible that it'll come out. You can't, but we'll learn about that. Lekamen siman kuf samach beis kli eitz wooden kalim the tovlin shom gimel eno tzrichen tefila. But if they have iron bands on them, then tzrichin tefila below bracha. Why without a bracha? Because it's not clear if the ikka kli is wood or if the ikka kli is metal.
Where are these bands?
I don't know.
I assume they're touching the floor.
Not necessarily. If without the bands, the kli would, let's say, fall apart, or it wouldn't work as well, then. If they're decorative, and a konami. If they're decorative, you don't have to worry. But maybe he means if they take up most of the kli, if it's like the whole outside coating of metal. Kli cheres, earthenware, and a tzrichin tefila. The problem is you very rarely have pure earthenware. Ceramic, maybe. I mean, you could, but usually it's bimitzukim mibifnim. If they're coated on the inside, ba'avor with lead, or with glaze, with glass, shakar and glazir, right? Yeah. Tzrich and tefillah below bracha. Now, if they're only coated on the outside, they don't need tefillah. If they're on the inside and outside, then it's called a glass kli. But if it's only on the inside, then it's also, that's what he's talking about. Tzrich and tefillah below bracha, b'chein kli porcelain. Now, a lot of places can hold that all this was true when the coating, the glazed pot, used to be much, very, very thick. Nowadays, it's very, very thin. It almost doesn't exist. Like, it's a very, very thin layer, and a lot of place can hold that, therefore, you don't have to be table it, or I think they say, be table it when you get a chance. Like, when you get around to it. When you have a chance, be table it. That's the first opportunity, be table it.
That's your typical coffee cup that you buy in the store?
That's your tip. Nowadays, that's what, I don't know what all these words are, porcelain, glazed things that have a veneer of glass, but they're basically terrace. China, most China. I don't know, what bone China? Bone China means it's made out of bone?
Fancy clay.
Clay. Let's have it. That's what the place can say. It's so thin nowadays that it's, you can almost ignore it. And be table it when you got a chance. I know someone that went for 3 years without being table it. I told him, I think you had a chance by now. And Rukli Yashan, if it's not new, and the guy used it, now you have a trefus problem also. And it's not by Akam Bleifin, either Bahagawa, you have to be magulit. Or libun even. Tzrichim la'achshir or mikodem v'achakach l'tovlo. The tefillah, it doesn't make sense to be toivel it when you're not allowed to use it. Because it's treif. I don't know, if it helps with the eved, I think it's a shayla. But like conceptually, when it's kosher and ready for use, that's when you can be toivel it.
Glasses?
What?
Would apply to glasses as well? Drinking glasses? This would apply to as well. You immediately
the urethra. Yeah, I mean, unless you want to be soimach, that you don't really have to cash them. The yisodas, you can only be toibel them after you cash them. You want to say you can be makel and things that nikar din don't need kashering? Is that what you meant? Maybe. It's hard to say. You know. Nowadays, I don't know. People buy used kelim. Maybe they do. Okay, we'll stop here.